This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britons will no longer be required by law to wear face masks indoors once the government lifts coronavirus restrictions later this month. He made that announcement on Monday, saying a final decision on the reopening date will take place next week. Johnson confirmed that the target date is July 19th, despite a growing number of coronavirus cases caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. At a news conference in London, Johnson said the government will move away from legal restrictions and allow people to make their own decisions about how to manage the virus. Businesses will be allowed to require social distancing and face masks if they choose to do so. The prime minister warned that once the restrictions are lifted, the rate of new cases and deaths will likely rise. The spread of the Delta variant, first identified in India, has led to a jump in cases around the world. In South Korea, health officials reported 711 new cases on Monday. It was the third consecutive day of more than 700 cases being reported. The majority of cases came from the populated Seoul metropolitan area. Indonesia said Monday it's seeking more oxygen supplies as it battles a surge of COVID-19 cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The government said it is asking oxygen producers to allocate their entire supply for use by COVID-19 patients and said it will import more oxygen if needed. In Luxembourg, officials said Monday that Prime Minister Xavier Bettel is in serious but stable condition after contracting COVID-19 and will remain hospitalized for now. Bettel was admitted to the hospital on Sunday after testing positive for the virus following a two-day EU summit in Brussels. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue workers on Monday found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in South Florida. This brings the death toll to 27, even as 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside, which are now in their 12th day, as a rescue operation. This despite the fact that no one's been found alive since the earliest hours of the search. She said there is hope that there are pockets in the debris where people may have survived. Demolition experts late Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium, fearing it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. The 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami, partially collapsed without warning on June 24th. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to pass near or over the west coast of Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. That means Surfside will have dodged a direct hit, but winds from the storm could complicate the recovery efforts at the site. The United Nations Special Rapporteur to Belarus likened the country to a totalitarian regime on Sunday. Anaïs Marin urged authorities to release over 500 people whom rights groups consider political prisoners. Marin cited the case of jailed journalist Roman Protasevich, whose Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania in May had been diverted to land in Minsk, where he was immediately arrested. Speaking to the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, Marin said the incident illustrates the desire of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. She added, it is a form of purge that recalls those practiced by totalitarian states. OPEC Plus ministers called off oil output talks on Monday after clashing last week when the United Arab Emirates balked at a proposed 8-month extension to output curbs, meaning no deal to boost production has been agreed. On Sunday, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman called for compromise and rationality to secure a deal after 2 days of failed discussions last week. But today, four OPEC Plus sources said there had been no progress and talks had been called off without a new date being set. That failure to agree today means an expected increase in oil output from August will not take place. That could drive up oil prices, which are already at their highest since 2018. Once again, you can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.